Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. My name is Guy Alvarez, and I will be your host. And today we're going to talk about the secret to winning new and securing repeat business for your law firm. Our guest today is Joseph Jenkins. Joseph is the Director of Sales over Professional Services at Podium. He is motivated to use his occupation to make an impact through hard work, creativity, process mastery, and grit. Joseph has learned enough to be successful in significant roles at companies from a hotel in New Mexico to PepsiCo and Union Pacific. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Thanks, Guy. Appreciate you having me.
Pleasure having you here. So, Joseph, before we start talking about the topic, give us a little background on you and how you ended up at Podium.
Yeah, and the little bio there was kind of funny. It tickled me. I grew up in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, a town of 20,000 people in the desert. And long story short, after graduating high school, went to college. And in college, I secured a quote-unquote internship. And I think there's a few listeners out there that may have had an internship experience like I did, where I went out to do some marketing and to help with the business's daily operations. And it turned out that one of the key business units of this company was a hotel they owned for tourism in the area. Several hotel maids quit. And before I knew it, my wife and I were bona fide hotel maids for a summer. Happened to be the same summer my wife got pregnant as well. And so you can imagine how glorious that job was. Being an intern, changing sheets and cleaning hotel rooms.
That's harsh.
Right?
Yes.
But the hotel experience lends to a story that I think is fairly relevant. It's a story I've told at many job interviews. I wanted to get into marketing. I was a sophomore in college, didn't have a ton of experience. I had run a fireworks stand growing up, and that was partially how I paid for college. But ultimately, as I was cleaning the hotel rooms, I noticed something that was a pattern. And at first, I ignored it, and over time realized it was significant. And that was that the company I worked for owned a nearby restaurant that was adjacent to the hotel. But I was constantly taking out the trash of these hotel rooms with trash from different restaurants that were 20, 30 miles away. They were completely out of the way of this hotel. And I realized pretty quickly that we could do a lot better job of co-marketing the restaurant with the hotel, room service, and whatnot. And long story short, that led me to basically making a pitch to the owner that we could try and co-market a little bit, get a little more creative about how we intermingled those two business units, because he was losing business by my really, really high-end research of digging through the trash. Cleaning out these hotel rooms. One thing led to another, and ended up getting still had to clean hotel rooms, but found a way to do some marketing on the side. And that led to a successful hiring with that company eventually, doing their social media marketing. Leveraged that into an internship at Union Pacific Railroad, did well there. And then ultimately ended up with PepsiCo full-time after graduating business school. And did that gig for about 3 years. Most recent role was calling on Walmart for about 12 states in the Northwest. Loved that. And ultimately, though, was traveling a ton. And I've got 3 kids now as a dad, and I wanted to coach my oldest son's soccer team. So because I live here in Salt Lake City, there's a company called Podium that was budding. And because when I was doing marketing for those local businesses in New Mexico, I knew that reviews were imperative to hotel bookings, to restaurant attendance and whatnot. I thought that the power of reviews and what Podium was doing was pretty powerful. And so long story short, a couple interviews later, ended up here and have been fortunate to grow with them over the last 2 years.
Awesome. Sounds like a great journey. I love it. So we'll get into Podium a little bit later and talk about what you guys do, but let's dive in a little bit into the topic here. Obviously, any secret to winning new and repeat business is something that most of our law firm marketers are interested in. From your perspective in the various roles you've had throughout your career, you know, what have you seen in terms of the customer journey and how has that changed in recent years?
Yeah. Loaded question there. There's a lot of content here, so I'll do my best to be succinct. If you think about a client looking for legal help, it's a complex and frankly a daunting process. Most people don't understand the legal industry. I don't understand the legal industry as well as I'd like, and I've been doing this for a while now. It's complex. People think every attorney in some cases practices every facet of the law, and they may not understand that. You've obviously had people reach out to your firm most likely in the past where, you know, they asked for a particular specialty that you don't practice, and you of course have provided a referral for them, but people don't know a lot about it and they're intimidated. cross-reference that consumer confusion with the advent of the cell phone. And if you think about it, your cell phone's likely your alarm clock, it's your library, it's your Rolodex, it's your phone book, it is everything. It's how you connect to people in the world around you. And frankly, it's the way we spend the most money nowadays too, outside of our mortgage. And so if you think about that, when I'm looking for legal help, where am I going to turn? Well, naturally, I'm going to look in the same way I look for other products or services. I'm going to look for legal help near me, or lawyers near me, attorneys near me, personal injury attorney near me. And at that point, I'm going to see a few things on that screen. Traditionally, it's on Google. Maybe I ask Siri or otherwise. But I'm going to see a bunch of purple links with paragraphs underneath that I have been conditioned since 1990 not to read because I'm tired of reading. Sounds like I struck a chord with you, Guy. You've been with me, right? Same thing. But my eyes tend to go to that nice right side of the screen. And if our users are doing this simultaneously, you'll see those lovely little orange stars with a star rating and then the number of reviews to the right side with a couple pictures. Chances are those pictures aren't indicative of your firm. You probably have a stock photo on there that, you know, the Google car took as it drove by one day, and there may or may not be a car parked in front of your office, right? And that moment in 7 seconds or less is when they're either deciding to work with your firm or not work with your firm. And by the way, that happens regardless if it's an organic search and they're just looking for an attorney near me, best attorney near me, or if they're validating a referral, or if they're recalling an ad. And I can't tell you how many TV ads or radio ads I've heard or seen where they ask us to memorize a phone number or go to a website. Well, I'm in my car. And I'm not good at memorizing phone numbers. You tell me, Guy, have you memorized a phone number for a business in the last 10 years?
I don't know.
You have your wife?
Yeah, I don't think.
Phone number memorized, your family number? Okay.
Yeah, that one I do, but okay. Other than that, no.
We don't anymore, right? Again, Back when I was a kid, we had all of our friends' landlines and memorized, and nowadays we just don't. Yet we're marketing in that same way. And so I'm painting this picture, guys, because in the end, when you think about that critical moment of those little stars, that picture or two, and frankly, the description of your business, it's either causing people to be a little bit nervous about reaching out to you and going to the one right below you that has more stars, mm-hmm. better comments, more reviews, mm-hmm. better pictures, or they are going to reach out to you because you're unquestionably the best choice in that local market.
Obviously, especially lawyers that work with consumers, you know, personal injury lawyers, matrimonial lawyers, immigration, criminal, those types of lawyers really rely on reviews, on customer reviews, as a way for other consumers to figure out whether or not they're worth working with. So from your perspective, what can law firms do to get more reviews and, quite frankly, to get more positive reviews?
That is again, another loaded question. So I'll start with three simple tips that I share with law firms as I speak at different conferences. And they're very simple, but they're powerful. The first is you've got to make it easy for the client. No one thinks about reviewing their attorney unless one thing, and you can probably think of what comes to mind, that's when they're ticked, right? They go in, they write an essay about how something was handled incorrectly or not to expectation. And frankly, if you look at your reviews, you're probably not alone in that most attorneys are at an inherent disadvantage for that reason. We don't review lawyers like we do an iPhone or a restaurant or a hotel. We only do it when we're upset. On occasion, there will be clients that are wild that will go out of their way, but we've got to make it easy for the ones that are happy, the silent majority, to say nice things about your firm. So during that client search process, you don't lose that prospective client because of one simple missing piece in your pipeline. So making it easy can take a couple of different forms. One is trying to capture that review in the moment when their emotions are peaked. We recommend to our clients, in the case of a personal injury case or immigration, when they receive a favorable ruling, whatever it may be, in that moment when there's peak excitement, that's where you say, client, it's been a pleasure working with you. If you don't mind, it really means a lot to get a review from you so other people know how hard we work for you. If you don't mind, would you mind doing that for me right now? We try to send that via text message. We recommend it being sent via text message because it's on their phone and that's where their internet access is, so to speak, right? So we try to recommend via text message and in the moment. You can do this via email, certainly. However, if you know what your email open rates are, they're typically not a large number. And again, traditionally, email just doesn't convert as well. It's also not as instant. It can go to their phone, but again, you know, there can be login issues, there can be spam filters where they don't receive the link or otherwise. And then, so again, part one, make it easy. Part two, send it in a convenient way, ideally via text message. And then part three is ask every client. And when you think about it, there's certainly a temptation for a firm to only ask their happiest clients for reviews.
Yep.
But exactly. You think about it, if you were searching for a law firm and you saw a perfect 5-star rating with a ton of reviews or a lack of reviews, would you trust that 5-star rating? Generally not, right? We're like, oh man, well, Bill, lawyer, he just went to a conference and asked all of his friends to write reviews or all of his associates or his law school buddies, right? So in the end, there's actually something very powerful about a 3 or 4-star review that comes through, even a 1-star review. And this could be a conversation for another day, or we can talk about it now, but responding to a 1-star review in a professional manner can do more for convincing that customer to work with you than having 1,000 5-star reviews, right? So we recommend asking you from every client, good or bad, ask for reviews. It'll give better information to your customers and frankly, or your prospective customers. And frankly, those that are upset are going to find a way to leave you a bad review one way or the other.
That is true. So interestingly, I think I read either yesterday or the day before that there's a woman suing a law firm because, I don't know if you saw this, because she claims that the law firm asked all of their associates and partners to write positive reviews and that she basically relied on those reviews to hire the firm, and the firm didn't perform to her liking, obviously. So,
yikes. Yeah. So I didn't see the article, but that's not uncommon. And it's tempting, right? As marketing professionals, we want to look the best we can. But again, we find that if you think about your own experience, it's the most genuine businesses out there that tend to do the best, the ones that care, the ones who don't claim they're the best of everything, but the ones that claim they're good at something, and they can have testimonials to prove that. Because again, you can market the world, but unless you have testimonials to back it up that are verified reviews in a place like Google or Better Business Bureau, in the end, you know, those aren't generally powerful to the consumer.
So we do a bit of reputation management for some of our clients. And, you know, the question we always get asked is, you know, we have some negative reviews or some negative publicity. How can we get rid of them? And basically what we tell them is you can't, unless they're completely outrageous and fictitious and you can prove to Google that, in fact, you have nothing to do with that person. But it's a difficult process. So typically what we tell them is exactly what you're saying. You know, you have to sort of dilute the negative with the positive. And the more positive reviews you get, the higher up in the ranking will be or in the results page. And that'll help. So what do you think about that? And you know, what other things do you advise some of the companies and firms that you work with?
Very sound reasoning, Guy. And again, you guys are experts in this space, so love the thought. One thing I'd add is that collecting reviews across consistent platforms, not just burying bad reviews on one platform, is also helpful, both for SEO benefit as well as for just reputation. And again, I have a personal injury case. I have tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills. My life has changed. You better believe I'm going to research and try to find something that says I shouldn't work with you. So if you have that 1-star review on Better Business Bureau or something on Avvo or lawyers.com that is unfavorable and you haven't responded, perhaps that's something you want to make sure you're addressing. And so again, I think it's good to zoom out a little bit beyond just that one review and try not to argue with the customer, because if you've won an argument on the internet, teach me how, because I've never seen it happen. In the end, you want to make sure that you're professional and that you're covering your bases across all platforms. So yeah, get good reviews, bury the bad ones. But again, solicit fresh reviews from clients who had an okay experience, because it doesn't hurt to have a few that are neutral or in some cases negative. Because if you're taking really great care of your clients, in the end, the law of averages will play out, where you'll have a fair star rating because you have good reviews coming from your happy clients on a regular basis. And on occasion, a negative review or a neutral review from someone who is less than satisfied.
So you mentioned SEO, and you know, we do a lot of SEO work for our clients. And a lot of times they're surprised to hear that reviews actually do have an impact on SEO, particularly in local SEO. Talk a little bit about that.
Happy to, yeah. And again, if you think about old school SEO, I mentioned the purple links in the paragraphs that we all have come to block out, so to speak. Still relevant. People still look there. So I don't want to ignore that fact. But certainly local SEO is trending upward. And I know you've mentioned something similar in the past, Guy. When you think about local SEO, two thoughts. Number one, you won't even show up if someone searches for quote best close quote, attorney or lawyer or personal injury attorney near me. Okay. When the word best is thrown in there, it will automatically filter out any business that has less than a 4-star rating. So for those of you with a 3.8 or less, or a 3.9 even, literally you're invisible when someone's searching for best attorney near you. So it's a really simple hack.
I did not know that actually. Yeah. You just taught me something new. Wow.
Yeah. They started rolling it out to certain geographies. Google, since they're one of our financial backers, rolled it out to different geographies about a year ago, and it's now nationwide. So try it on your phone. Look for best, fill in the blank near me. And most likely that should be rolled out to your city. But that's part one, is make sure you have over a 4-star rating or you're invisible. Once you're in the visible realm of things, recency and consistency of reviews matter most. A lot of firms will tell us, because again, our work is in the realm of collecting reviews and helping drive lead generation. Well, I can just do this on my own. I can email links. I can do this. And certainly that's admirable. And there are some firms that can sustain that. But I haven't met a lot of law firms that have more time to spare, you know, or more resources to dedicate to something like review generation. Because it does take bandwidth. It does take a system and a process to get those regularly coming in. So again, if you can build a process, fantastic. If you can find a system, that's good too. Guy's a great resource. You know of a couple different resources out there that can help with that. But if you collect reviews on a regular and consistent basis, that will do more for you than just having a ton of reviews and being stale. Because every time you collect a review and you're consistent with it, that pings Google saying, I'm worth looking at, I'm worth looking at. As you know as well, probably for our listeners, you can't control your location very well, right? You can certainly create Google My Business listings for satellite locations or virtual offices, and it's worth collecting reviews to those locations as well. But in the end, you can't control how Google shows you relative to location as much, but you can certainly have more gravity. And I've seen this. I saw a law firm that was located far on the outskirts of a major metro area. They weren't doing Google pay-per-click at this particular time, but they had collected a ton of reviews over a 6 to 8 month period. And when you pulled up the search, you saw there was this one outlier in the northeast side of the city that was this law firm in particular. And the reason why was because they had built so much gravity to Google with these reviews they had collected consistently with rich content using keywords that they wanted the searchers were looking for, like personal injury, like best attorney, like great service, things like that, where they were showing up more frequently for those local searches. So a few tips for listeners there.
So that you mentioned the content was in the reviews themselves. So someone was saying, hey, this is the best personal injury law firm or the top injury personal injury lawyer. Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. Yeah. That's part of the algorithm across all platforms. So Google will scrub Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, Google, of course, Facebook, things like that for keywords, both in the review itself, as well as the response to the review. So there's another tip in your response. Don't get too corny and saying, thank you so much. We do try to be the best located, most convenient, handsomest attorneys in town, right? Certainly you want to keep it, a little more professional than that, but it doesn't hurt to lace in a keyword once in a while.
Interesting. So if they don't do it in the actual review, you can add it in the response. And precisely. Is it a good practice to always respond, good or bad?
You know, it depends on how many reviews you have. It doesn't hurt. What does hurt is when you give a canned response or you don't respond at all.
So you're saying you should always respond then, is what you're saying?
Ideally, yes. The situation where it's not scalable, if you don't have a system to help you with that, is when you get hundreds of reviews over a 3-month period of time, it may not be the best use of time to go say thank you to every single client, right? Generally speaking, if you don't have a system to assist with that, you can respond to most all of your reviews. Sincere thank you, without disclosing any client information, of course, or in the case of a negative review, empathizing and offering to talk to that customer offline. Please call me directly. This is the partner, Joseph. Here's our firm number. I'd love to make sure we take care of you in the future. Something like that.
I love it. Love it. All right, Joseph. Well, we've learned a lot today, and I'll definitely have you back because it's interesting. I learned some new stuff today, which is always helpful. Before I let you go, tell us a little bit about Podium and how you guys help with the review process.
Happy to. Yeah. We're a Google-funded company. We were recently just named to 5,000's fastest-growing private companies in the U.S. for the second year in a row. And the reason for that is we help local businesses collect reviews, we believe, more efficiently and more cost-effectively than anything else on earth. we solicit review via text message with a link proprietary to us because of our funding with Google that makes it faster for the customer to log in, scrubs their phone for login information to make it simpler, not just for Google, but for Facebook, Better Business Bureau, Lawyers.com, Avvo, Yellow Pages, so on and so forth. And we obviously have a texting platform built behind that. So you can send appointment reminders. Office staff tend to love us from an operations perspective. So, you know, you can send appointment reminders, status updates for the case, reminding someone to bring their driver's license to the courthouse, things like that. And on the very end of things, our most popular tool beyond reviews with law firms is our web chat tool that essentially is, we believe that it's always better when an attorney talks to consumers directly instead of a third party system in some cases. And the reason for that is, in the end, people prefer human interaction. They don't like being on hold and they don't like feeling like they have to jump through hoops. So we allow the customer to text the attorney through a totally separate number from the attorney's cell phone to the attorney or his or her staff through their website. There's a couple other products out there, but for our listeners today, we'll keep it simple with those three.
That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we will obviously add a link to Podium on the show notes. We'll add a link to Joseph's LinkedIn profile if anyone wants to get in touch with him directly. And that's it. For those of you that enjoyed this episode, please make sure you go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. There you can sign up, subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future great episodes. And also you can check out some of our past episodes. Joseph, thanks again for your time. It's been a pleasure having you, and we'll see you next time.
Likewise. Thanks so much.